Now, as we come back today to this 23rd chapter, and we're putting in right in the middle of this incident of the thief on the cross, and I think probably I should back up, as I went over it so hurriedly at the conclusion of the last broadcast. I'm reading now verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" Now, the other synoptic Gospels, both Matthew and Mark, make it very clear that when the beginning of the crucifixion, you see, he was on the cross for 6 hours, and at the very beginning, both of the thieves ridiculed him. But during that period, why, this thief, the repentant thief, he came to the understanding that the one dying on that center cross was different, and he was none other than the Son of God, and that he was dying for him, by the way, because he makes it very clear when he says here, "We are in the same condemnation. We're dying, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." He's dying the just for the unjust. And it was obvious he was dying in particular there in Barabbas' place. And this thief began to take note that the one there was the Son of God, and his cross was an altar. And so he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Now this man had a faith to believe that the Lord Jesus was coming into a kingdom, and it would be after his death, which means that he had come a long ways theologically while hanging on that cross. Now notice something else, verse 43, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now I can't go into a great deal of detail here, but that is a very remarkable statement that our Lord made to him, that this man would be with the Lord Jesus in paradise. Now these two thieves, friends, were identical. They were arrested for the same crime, tried for the same crime, condemned of the same crime, dying for the same crime. What's the difference between them? No difference whatsoever. Both were thieves. Both come in the same category. I ask a group of intermediate boys, well, there were girls there too, but a boy answered. I asked the question, and intermediates, junior high, you know, they call them junior highs now. It was intermediate in my day. And I asked this group, I said, "What was the difference between the two thieves?" And I certainly never expected the answer I got. One little fellow says, "Well, one's a good thief and the other's a bad thief." Well, you know, thieves just don't come in that kind of a classification. They're all bad, and the difference is not that. But I think a great many people think that's the difference. And by the way, I asked a liberal friend of mine, he and I many years ago played tennis together and handball at the YMCA, and I asked him one time, I said, "What would you tell that thief on the cross? Would you tell him to run on errands of mercy? Would you tell him to perform deeds of kindness and helpfulness with his hands?" And he looked at me rather startled. I said, "Well, come on, that's what you tell your people." He says, "Well, they can do things." "Yes, but," I said, "what are you going to tell this poor thief?" I said, "You'd mock him to tell him to run and perform some helpful deed with his hands and to walk. Why, he'd tell you that his hands and feet are not coming down from that cross till they come down in death. And then, by the way, what church would you ask him to join? What ceremony would you ask him to go through?" May I say to you, our Lord said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And friends, he went into the presence of the Lord.